Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Te re rangi o Access Radio no Poneke, ko Tiffany Wainer hau, kia ora koutou. I'm joined today in the studio with Sue. Morena, Sue.
Hey.
How have you been? How's your morning gone?
Oh, it's been a bit of a panic. We had the conversation just before.
Tiffany I'm used to it now.
No, things have been okay, I'm looking forward to a really good show. It's ages since I teched for Tiffany, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you enjoy the music and stuff.
I do.
Yeah, and I was, you know, usually I'm freaking out because I'm not a tech. I can't use any of the machine. If I showed up by myself, I'd be sitting here just crying probably. So when you guys used to run late, it's you and Debbie. It will freak me out because I'm a little bit of a control freak when it comes to performing, you know, performing for people, being a performer, being a drag queen. So, yeah, I did peek out the first few times, but now I'm used to it. I just let myself in and just wait now. I'm like, they'll be here.
Yep.
Yeah, and you guys are here like right before. That's been a few times where it's 1 minute too.
I've never been that late.
It was me and Deb, I think. It's so funny. And we've had where one visitor's not in yet. They're like downstairs waiting and we're already going. It's like, we're just going to shoot them in while the music's playing. Yeah, don't explain anything. So anything can happen. Today we're going to talk a little bit about politics. We'll talk a little bit about Miss. Have you heard of Miss Whakawahine?
No.
That's like the Takatāpui/trans beauty pageant, Miss World thing. Yeah, yeah.
That sounds amazing.
I think I've heard through the grapevine because I entered.
Yeah.
A friend who won, my sister Glory won. I'll tell you about that a little bit anyway. It's exciting. So I entered that and I think I'm a contestant. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
And so we also have a Takatāpui event coming up that I'll explain, and I'll leave a space for you to do something before wrap up too.
Okay.
I thought I'll be sharing, even though I don't want to get married, I don't want a partner, I don't care about that kind of stuff, but I thought let's be like giving.
Okay, I will have a think about what I can talk about.
Well, that's like in a segment five, so you've got time.
Okay.
I'll like give you warnings while the music's on how close we're getting.
But we've got some great music. I saw when I put the show together for you.
Yeah, throw it together so fast because I wasn't supposed to be on today, was I?
No, you weren't, and you came to the rescue, so thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So have we advertised who was meant to be on?
No, we hadn't.
Oh, then we were right.
Yes.
We're just saying nothing. It wasn't meant to happen.
No.
And I'm always this thrown together, like I did it in one night, two nights.
Yeah. You're amazing.
Oh, thanks.
That's true.
Well, we've got old music, modern music, and it's all kind of disco electronica. I've done disco and I've done an electronica. I've done alternative. I've done rock and dance. And I was getting like kind of like, oh, what am I going to do now? And I thought, I'll merge them together. Disco electronica, I guess. So we've got new and old ones, and we're going to start with a couple of new ones. First, we've got, did I put Cannons first, Loving
yes.
You?
Yeah.
And then Roosevelt with Feels.
And it should be coming any second, and it will be just when...
You should have been cued when I say the song names.
I know, and I was, but I forgot to push a crucial button. So there we go. Here we go.
Thank you. Te erirangi o Access Radio no Poneke. You're listening to Tiffany Wayne and Fiona, who was letting me call her Sue over and over again.
It's okay. We were talking about this before we came on air, and don't worry. I get called by my partner's name, and I get called by other names.
And your
names.
Mother calls you your sister's name.
I know.
And we are sponsored by the Royal Foundation.
We are.
I was like, hey, I forgot to slide that in there, but I think that was so smooth.
Yeah, I think it was really smooth.
God, people, think about it. If you should contact us, if you want me to do advertising for you, if you want that rangy realness drag queen from the hills. So we talk about politics a little bit, and I am in politics a lot. I'm an active member of a party. I do work as a delegate, and I helped organise something recently and was a MC for a big fundraiser.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's not my first fundraiser too. And they've all been totally different. I think most of my jobs as a drag performer and a performer in general have been random.
Really?
So random, yeah.
Wow. Well, it means that you can cope with anything that's thrown at you.
Now. I wish I could have done it when I had no eye bags, you know?
You don't have eye bags.
Sort of. But I think it would have been nicer to have 30 years on it instead of, like, I think it's 10 and I'll be hitting the cane.
Mm-hmm.
But so politics. I recently asked one of the politicians at the social fundraiser I did, because quite a lot of politicians and candidates came. And I asked them, you know, how did you get into politics and stuff? And he was so thrown off because they're used to being prepared even with the questions and what it's about. And I was laughing. And then I thought, oh, no, I have to answer the question. And I realised, oh, I hadn't thought about it myself. Yeah. How did you get into politics before I talk about myself?
Well, you know, I guess it's, you know, just from being a person living in Aotearoa, you know, you grow up and you start to think maybe your parents' politics aren't the ones that you want to have. Yeah. And, you know, and that kind of politicises you, right?
That's so right. Yeah. I was giggling because I get that as well. But also at the same time, I think with being more politically aware, I've changed their views a lot.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mum's totally off the grid, you know. The system needs a real big upgrade or a full change, so she's not a participant, and Dad's right behind me at the moment, fully going green, everyone. Just that, so you know where I am, green.
Uh-huh.
You should think about voting green. go Google Tanya Waikato, have a look what she's been doing. We'll be talking about that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see how she's been advertising to make sure people are enrolled and that young people on the Māori roll if they needed to be, which is over now.
Uh-huh.
That was a few days ago, was the last day to vote. Change your role, enrolment to Māori role.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she had a campaign where a lot of attractive Māoris, there's a picture of me in a bikini in there too.
Oh.
But just younger Māoris in general, I think there were Kiwis in general in there, but everyone was attractive in bikinis. There were firemen, you name it. It was that, what would you call it, thirst calendar kind of pictures, thirst trapping.
Yeah.
And the plan there was to get the younger voters that aren't engaged politically, you know, especially the young men, but anyone who sees the sex they're attracted to looking fine will grasp their attention, right? The views came in the thousands in the first few days. Isn't that so funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, so sexy sells. Mm-hmm. Still sells.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to try everything to get people to enroll to vote, right?
Well, what do you think about it before I talk about mine?
I just think that I saw, not that I can give you details now, but I saw on Instagram the other day, and in fact I shared it, it was kind of like all these common things that people kind of say, like, oh, my vote doesn't make a difference, or I don't know who to vote for, or all these different things, and these arguments that you can kind of lead back to that person, right? And just kind of, you know, and not in a kind of a really kind of like, you're dumb, you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. It's much more kind of encouraging.
But some of them
right?
are, but you can't talk to them like they are.
No, exactly, yeah. I mean, part of it is just kind of an awareness thing as well, you know. I mean, if everyone thinks that their vote doesn't make a difference, then, you know, it's only those people who vote that get to choose, you know what I mean? Yeah.
And, you know, their vote counts, where their vote goes counts. So we want to persuade them wherever they go. And if we ever are leading or anyone who wants to lead, you have to take them with you.
Yeah.
You know, the bottom of the barrel, your worst nightmares are still on the boat. You know what I mean? We can't cage them up. That's not our way. Well, it's definitely not the green way. That's not how with you, I think – being female in the time would have made it more political too, because I think me being an 80s child and being LGBT and takatāpui, you're sort of forced into politics, right?
Yeah.
Because these, not that they're talented celebrities, but they affect our lives, like their decisions and in our lifespan. You would remember stuff I don't because, you know.
Till I'm old.
Yeah, well, the 80s was big for gay people, especially in New Zealand. You know what I mean?
Sure.
With
yeah.
same-sex in general, the criminalities behind it were quite harsh until, what was it, 86. That's not long ago.
Well, yeah, we just had the 40th anniversary, all those events that happened in July.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've talked in another show about how we went and, as part of the Glamophones, went and sang at Government House and then at the big gala that was at the Beehive, and it was just really amazing to be part of that. I mean, so I haven't been in the community
born into
that length of time, but it was just really amazing to kind of see the support as well. I mean, from the people that were there. I mean, there's been lots of other things happening, obviously, this year in terms of
the
bills and everything. So, but yeah, no, it was amazing to have so many events.
No, you're so right. And I was just putting that together. I was like, us being LGBT in general, me being, you know, takatāpui and you being female, your politics is big. You know, it affects you more than most. I don't understand how people don't look at it. I understand younger people, but I don't understand past middle age how you can't look at it or...
I mean, politics have, I mean, I guess because I've always worked in central or local government pretty much, apart from like a really short period.
You've said in the past, that's why I asked you this question.
So I guess, you know, I've always been really aware of what's going on, what the government of the day have been kind of trying to do. And and then being, you know, but obviously being apolitical at work. But but yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of things going on over that period of time. So
I forgot about our conversation about you having to be apolitical at work. I could never. And I worked in hairdressers where you're not supposed to talk about sex, politics or religion.
Is that right?
That's all people talk about.
Oh gosh,
you
I
know,
had no
your,
idea.
Your clients?
Really?
They literally only bring
up. Is it like
those
part of the course that you do as a hairdresser? Like this is like, you know, the Wednesday course, don't talk about these things.
Yeah, but I got away with it and I was always PG, but I am open to all religions, you know what I mean? I'm very spiritual, though I'm not religious myself.
But you have an understanding,
And there's beauty and love in all of them.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You can see where it can go right.
Yes, exactly.
But it doesn't a lot of the times, especially we sing in New Zealand with the tamaki. Haka boogies. As a Māori, I'm so embarrassed, and it embarrasses me when they come out and do that stuff. I don't know what it is, a colonial haka? It's crazy stuff. What do you think about it not being Māori?
What do you mean in terms of...
How that whole movement is being, like, I guess they're pro-colonial, but using the haka...
It's
a
awful
weapon for it.
Well, yeah, and in fact, I was watching Māori TV the other week, last Saturday, I think, and there was a little doco about people, particularly people internationally, co-opting the haka and doing, it's just really disrespectful, like hugely disrespectful. Yeah. And here as well. Yeah.
I've seen that a lot. And I think that, you know, being Māori, and I've heard from a lot of Māoris, we don't mind Pākehā, especially when the Pākehā grew up with us and why they're doing it. And when it's done respectfully, it's actually a beautiful thing. You know, there's this cancel culture that at the same time tries to swallow up, you know, other cultures. So you become part of the blend. But at the same time, I think celebration's different, you know. When people are celebrating, when they're using respectfully or just inspired and using it to help with something more beautiful or with a storyline that is for the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, beauty, greater good, you name it. Respectfully, of course. And that's every culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go right down to the Scottish, you know, and, you know, the big joke is there's no undies under the skirt, but at the same time, you never see it looking silly, you know.
No.
So, yeah, there's all sorts. I love all of the cultures, and mostly I love all of the food. I wouldn't know what to do if we were monoculture and didn't have all of the food. What are your favourite with all of the,
they're
Pākehā when it's from overseas, Pākehā foods?
Mm, I don't know. Do you mean Pākehā foods or?
Well, Pākehā means breath from the, that's something we can explain. Now we're going to run out of time for music.
Yeah.
Pākehā actually means your first breath was from overseas, even if you're a Kiwi. It doesn't mean white person.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
That, you know, so tau iwi is someone that's
born here.
Right, yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So there's the two things I hear wrong all the time, people. Pākehā doesn't mean white person. It means that you were born overseas, even if you're a Kiwi now.
Mm-hmm.
So people can't all use it. Like, yeah, this has just been, that's our lesson for today, so people know.
Yeah.
I was like, now you know. So what is your favourite Pākehā food before we do a few more songs?
Oh.
Mine is,
it goes between
Indian and Japanese.
Oh.
But it does change. It's mostly the Asian countries.
So. Yeah, I guess I like Thai and Mexican and...
They come into my mix now and then.
Yeah, no, for sure. Definitely.
Especially
Thai and
with
Indian.
The curries.
Indian's
so good.
Yeah.
When you get a... I had a client who was middle-aged when I was a bit younger. I was in a relationship, but... She did a trade because she left her job. She wanted to be a bit freer. She started enjoying herself. She had a very busy, stressful, high-stress job. And when she started doing that, we traded. She would cook me and my partner a big meal, and I would do her cutting colour.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah.
The food was amazing. Every time there were three different curry dishes with poppadoms, her homemade naan bread, everything.
Yeah.
Even desserts. Like
fantastic.
So I reckon I was ripping her off for our cuisine we were getting. And then she was trying so hard because she was thinking, oh, that's such a good deal. So we were giving each other a good vote.
That's really
nice. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
We're trade.
Really
look
nice,
how much
the
trade was more worth it straight off for each of us, the payment, if you thought about the cost.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, wonderful. Okay, we'll prep the songs. We talked for a long time that time.
Yeah.
Next, we're going to go, I think we've got Roy Scott next.
No, because we didn't have Roosevelt last time. We just had Cannons last time.
Oh,
we didn't
we're
go
supposed
straight
to
in.
Do two songs every
I know.
Time. Well, lucky we talked for too long.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay, so well, Roosevelt Fields.
Yeah, we'll go Roosevelt Fields, Disciples.
And then into Roy Scott, yeah?
Oh, yeah, do it that way. Roosevelt into Roy Scott, that would do it for us.
Okie dokie. Here we go.
Professionals.
Fade into the dark.
Kia ora koutou peeps, you're listening to Access Radio in Ponieke and we are sponsored by the Royal Foundation. So Fiona, lucky I called your name wrong all the time. See what happens, I play two songs in a row because the music matches. Those did not match, did they?
No.
Yeah, so maths tells me we delete the next one.
Yeah.
How about I already grabbed you offline, but I'm like, let's make it public so you don't forget. We're going to talk about the Miss Whakawahine. Well, actually, I might talk. Yeah, Miss Whakawahine. That's, you hadn't heard of it before, right?
No.
Yeah. So that's like a beauty pageant for trans and takatāpui, but they've opened it up to the wider community. So all our tauiwi and Pākehā now can enter with us. And that was the idea of the winner and the people in it. So a sister raka of mine, which is like found family.
Yeah.
Is takatāpui Māori as well and trans, Glory, and she won last year. Yeah, so she went to the islands and everything, and she was my old flatmate, and we've been friends for years, and she goes, you should just enter. I was tired with the AGM Green stuff, and I just entered. I thought, oh, yeah, why not? And I think I got it, and now I'm like, you know when you feel like you're in trouble? You're like, oh, I got myself in trouble this time. Yeah.
You'll be great, though.
I do what people usually tell me to do when it's something crazy, not when it's something boring. Yeah, when it's something boring and bland, I'm like, why? I'll just stay on the couch, thanks. Right. But when it's like out there, something in me just...
I'll give that a go.
Yeah, well, my initial thought is always, oh,
yeah,
it sounds so cool. And then I wake up the next going, what the heck?
Yeah. So have you done beauty pageants before? Have you done kind of walking on, you know, catwalk and all of that kind of stuff?
I've done modelling for years. I was a dancer. I worked in fashion. All of that I've had fine. And now doing this radio work and working on a few film projects, speaking a lot, I'm confident there. I feel like there's been a lot of contestants that have done it since they were kids. But I just think that I've glued together everything that I've obtained to be one. I don't know how to explain it. I'm rolling with it. So last time was... 2004 pound.
Pound.
Capital drag.
Oh, I haven't thought of pound for a long time.
And I came fourth. Yeah, which bumped me out and I never entered again. But
I'm sure you were better than the other three before you.
No, they were really good. Oh, I think I was better than one of them. Hopefully they're not listening. But the other two I thought were better than me because they were just so entertaining and I was just this pretty little thing.
Well, you're probably freaking out, right?
Well, I was different. Yeah, and I was freaking out. And for the talent quest, I did taekwondo dressed as Chun-Li.
Wow.
Yeah, from Street Fighter. That's not even a joke. I was like, practicing songs and dancing, and I was like, this all sucks. And I was like, I know, mum and dad made me do taekwondo because I'm so feminine. And that was it. I was out looking for a Chun-Li costume. I was like, you're Chun-Li for your talent. And even that idea now as an adult sounds stupid. Like, what talent is dressing like a character, anime character, and pretending to be them?
You know, it was at the time, you know.
Acting.
You know, when you look back on your younger self, you know.
Yeah. Oh, high kicks and roundhouse kicks and all the kicks. I was doing sets in high heels.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that could be the talent.
I think that is a talent.
I'm trying to save myself, but I think that is a talent. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I've seen it in a few films and been quite impressed. Yeah. I think that is us for Miss Whakawahine, but I didn't think about Whakatane until I heard Whakawahine. Did you ever think about that?
No, I did not.
It's like being a woman.
True.
You know,
I didn't even think about that.
So, that's what I was going to say. Think about that, everyone. Yeah. When I learnt being a woman, I then thought about being a man, Whakatane.
Now, when is the competition happening? You haven't mentioned that.
Oh, no, I don't know yet.
Ah.
I sort of read it when I applied and then I got a message recently from a coach that said, oh, you know, they were interested in me. I've just been so busy with the politics and doing other stuff like this. But so I haven't arranged that. But when the coach texts me, that gave me the warning bell, like, uh-oh, you got in. Oh, you know what I mean? So I haven't had it in a Yeah. So just the coach
to watch the space, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, either way, if I didn't get in, if this is just a red alarm or red herring, I don't know what they call it, then I'll be kind of relieved. But if I've got in, I will pull finger. I will try my hardest to represent, and I will try and gain as much power as I can to use for what I want.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so have you ever entered any, before we move on with Merzak, have you entered any pageants or comps?
No, I have not.
Competitions in general?
Oh, maybe the odd one, but I can't remember much about them.
But you've got your little band that you do music in. Have that entered anything?
Oh, you mean the Glamophones?
Yeah.
No. And actually, yeah, I was part of a ukulele group. We did go to Gisborne. We went on a roadie. We went up to Gisborne one time.
That's where I was born.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they used to have at the bowling club, I think it was, these ukulele nights. And we went on a roadie and we performed along with lots of other ukulele people. And it was so much fun.
It does sound fun. Mm-hmm. I can't play a ukulele, but I will. See, that's the kind of crazy stuff I'll do.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I'm like, oh, I haven't done that before, that will be, you know, in my memory and experience.
Yeah.
Everything
exactly.
else blends into nothing.
Mm. Well, luckily this one wasn't a competition. It was just kind of like you know, we're just playing sets and stuff like that, so we're all fine.
Oh, yeah, more friendly.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say out there to everyone, think about dressing as an alter ego and the amount of power and crazy you have. Like you just see it in people a little bit in Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Now think if they've developed that character.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it is their inner self, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a lot of people that are like, I'm sort of the same in and out. It's just me, but the image changes. But there's some people where they're like a mouse when they're out of drag. And when they're in drag, it's like a ferocious creature. You know what I mean? Have you had that? Where they're totally not the same person. You're like, whoa, they're like a total different person.
Yeah,
it's quite amazing. No, well, we'll move on with me. So I just wanted to tell people that sometimes the alter ego is totally a different person, like a personality switch. So that almost sounds bad. Did we delete Disciples, yes, eh? Sorry, Disciples, I love that song, but it's too dancey for the next two, which are dancey, but not as dancey.
Okay.
So next we've got Melanie C with In and Out of Love, and then we move on with Robin Schultz, is it? Scholes, featuring Frances Yates with Sugar. That one's actually quite popular. I did question putting it on, but it blends, put it in.
The town, I can feel it now, pushing away the doubt, and it's got me going, lights are glowing. Chasing desire.
Rangi o Access Radio no Ponike 106.1 FM. We are sponsored by the Royal Foundation. Kia ora ta, koutou peeps. So what was I talking about next? Oh, I had come across a post with one of my takatāpui sisteraka. I say sisteraka to my takatāpui sisters. And she must, I don't know what it is. It's a fundraiser for Te Whare Nuku Noa. And her name's Crystal T, but it says Crystal Tarot with Crystal T. So I'm thinking mystic tarot reading, and that looks good. Well, we'll give the information on it first. live music, amazing local artists, food and drinks, delicious bites and refreshing drinks, good people, connect and have fun. Good people, you know, I'm a fussy person when it comes to who's good or not, but most people are all friendly, you know, so there won't be me there. People, no, there will be. I'll probably be there. Good vibes, positive energy, and all night long positive energy too, not just the beginning or the end. Saturday, the August the 22nd, at 6 p.m.
It's like
to
under 2 weeks.
10 p.m. Yeah, that's 2 weeks away, people. Martini on Jackson. That, do you know where that is? Martini on Jackson.
It'll be Jackson Street, yeah? Did you say it was Petone, yeah?
Yeah. Mm. 181 Jackson Street. But Martini, I haven't been there for a while. People, you might know it. 181 Jackson Street. Mm-hmm. Ticket prices are $60. The meal is included. There's raffles, local entrepreneurs, and you can email Crystal with a K, Crystal Tamiania, or Tamiana. Okay, let's spell that out for people. Capital K, capital R, capital Y, capital S, capital T, capital A, capital L, capital T, capital A, capital M, capital I, capital A, capital N, capital A, 123@gmail.com. That's the longest sentence I've ever done on here with my motor mouth going 10 times. I was like, whoa, that was a long time. So you've got all that information there. Now I want to ask you some questions.
Oh, actually just about that. Oh. I just had a look, and anyone who's familiar with Jackson Street knows that it's really long, so it's quite hard to figure out where 181 is.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Do you know where
is? I just had a look, and it's really close to the traffic lights in the middle of Jackson Street at Britannia Street. So it's on Jackson Street. It's just in the block before the lights if you're coming down from Hutt Road. So it's pretty close to the Empire, which is on the corner of Richmond. So it's between Richmond Street and Britannia Street. So
yeah, I know where you've explained it now, because I mainly go out the Parapara Umu, Porirua to Wellington ways. I got the Hutt ways when I'm purchasing stuff.
Oh, wow.
And I get lost a lot. But it's huge. It's bigger than people think.
Jackson Street is really long. Yeah.
And on that, so that's the charity event for Te Whare Nuku Noa. Have you ever had psychic readings? So people think about that. You could get your future told to you.
Ooh.
Lotto numbers.
I don't think it goes to lotto numbers.
I've always thought about that.
Yeah, well, it would be fun, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I had a friend when I was a teenager who used to, and actually into my early 20s, who used to read my tarot cards. And even gave me a set of tarot cards, but I was terrible at it. So I just didn't really she had a set of feminist tarot cards, which was really amazing. Yeah, really
I would
want to
see those.
Yeah. So there's so many, I mean, in some ways, you know, tarot cards are lovely because there's so many different sets of them.
And a lot of it is, you know, a lot of it is open to for interpretation, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think it's all fun. Mm-hmm. My mum had a weird encounter when she was pregnant with me.
Oh.
Yeah, and psychic said, and she was just a young girl pregnant with one that should have 7 kids, and named us all off, and the psychic was right except for there's supposed to be another son.
Oh.
Isn't that so weird?
Yeah.
Yeah, so my mum had 6, but she was told she'll have 7. Yes, that's a lot of kids, people, I understand.
Did your mother find that a bit scary, being told that she was going to have 7 kids?
Probably. She told us when we were younger, and then, but she's a son off, you know what I mean? But her oldest is a grandson, so I thought, oh, maybe. Mm. Yeah, but that's my only one with it. Other than that, me and my friend, when we were at primary school, were my distant relation, cousin, friend, distant auntie, cousin, friend at primary school. She was kind of witchy, believed in fairies, and I got into it too with her. And then we went out into the school forest next to the school and found these little orange, you know those orange berries you see? They look so poisonous. You're little, you don't know. She had these fairy bottles and we bottled them up. And I don't know, we made potions, and then she gave them to other kids at school, and they got sore guts and the runs. So I think I might have gave some too when we were little. But that we were literally poisoning people at school.
Well, you didn't know. You just thought they were really nice, right?
Don't have poison berries at school grounds.
No.
Dig them up.
Bad.
Yeah. Yeah, but there were a lot of sore stomachs. But so there's my two mystical stories for you. Yeah. not Mum's was cool, and the other one, yeah, sounds dangerous and is not PG anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't poison people anymore, or back then, actually. Okay, we got a few more minutes, eh? Mm-hmm. Well, I think I've mentioned everything I want. Shall we play one more song and then do
one
a wrap
more song.
Up? Okay. I think.
Is this Lost Frequencies?
No. I reckon we cut them all down and we go to. Oh, we'll just go to November Kid. Only place I need.
Okay.
Look at us looking for music live. You're welcome, people. Just pretend someone's in the car trying to find a station. Heartbeat, slow and low, moving like a shadow flow. Every step, every breath, pulls me deeper in your chest. We don't need a reason why. No tomorrow, just tonight. If we fall, kia ora koutou peeps, welcome back to the show. Of course, we're on 106.1 FM. It's myself, Tiffany Wayne, and Fiona. Kia ora, Fiona.
Kia ora.
And we are sponsored by the Royal Foundation. Look, I got it all in that time.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you everyone for joining us today, and we're at the point of the show now where I ask you what you want to talk about, since there's only a few minutes and you won't have long.
Got thrown at me. We did mention it earlier, but it did get thrown at me right at the beginning.
You forgot, I forgot to remind you as well. We were too busy gasbagging.
I know, yeah. I know. So I am just about to tell you, film festival starts this week.
Yes.
In the genres that they've got in the list, so nziff.com, they don't have a queer section, which they normally do, but they have been advertising all their queer
films. It's the film industry.
No.
Queers are riddled in there. They're riddled with queers in the
right.
film industry.
That's right, and maybe that's what it is, yeah. But I noticed on Insta they have been kind of promoting the films that are coming up, the queer films that are coming up, and in terms of the schedule, The opening line film, which is called Big Girls Don't Cry, which sold out immediately, basically. There were two sessions.
That's the only one I've heard about.
Yeah, well, it's coming out really soon in the mainstream theatres, so I'm just having a quick look to see when it comes through.
That's all right. Carry on. I don't know anything about this, so it's good you're actually looking and telling me.
Yeah, so it's an opening night film and New Zealand film, and the summary is, over one transformative summer in rural New Zealand in 2006, 14-year-old Sid discovers desire, identity and the internet as she imitates the people she longs to be loved by. And the word is that Kristen Stewart loved this film. So there you go. High praise from Kristen Stewart.
Oh, wonderful.
I think it was at something like the, I'll get this wrong, but something like the Biarritz Film Festival, which I think, it's coming out on the 8th of October. So if you missed out on a ticket, of course, opening night at the Embassy for the film festival is huge. Love going to that if I can get a ticket, but not this time. So, 8th of October, you can go and see it. It's got 100% Rotten Tomatoes rating at the moment, which is pretty good. And and there's lots of other queer films as well in the film festival, so do check those out.
Not to be rude, but I've been to many film openings and I've never paid for a ticket.
Oh, well, you've done pretty well, haven't you?
It was back when I was prettier and then it transformed into when I was working on everything. We've got enough songs. For one more song, eh?
Yes, that was a quick blast, wasn't it?
Yeah, thank you everyone for joining us today and join us again in the future. Don't forget about all the events coming up and we'll have more on Miss Whakawahine in the future.
I think so. So which song do you want to go to?
I think we
now?
Just go to the last. Shall we do The Blaze?
Yep, The Blaze.
The Blaze with Lonely Peeps. Thank you for joining us. Do you want to say see ya?
See ya. Bye.
Bye.
And here we go. have a great
that was
Sunday.
A bad
program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.